Psalm 44. My heart overflows with a goodly theme as I sing my ode to the King. My tongue is nimble as the pen of a skillful scribe. Fairer in beauty are you than the sons of men. Grace is poured out upon your lips. Thus God has blessed you forever. Gird your sword upon your thigh, O mighty one. In your splendor and your majesty, ride on triumphant in the cause of truth and for the sake of justice. And may your right hand show you wondrous deeds. Your arrows are sharp. Peoples are subject to you. The king's enemies lose heart. Your throne, O God, stands forever and ever. A tempered rod is your royal scepter. You love justice and hate wickedness. Therefore, God your God has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your fellow kings. With myrrh and aloes and cassia, your robes are fragrant. From ivory palaces, string music brings you joy. The daughters of kings come to meet you. The queen takes her place at your right hand in gold of Ophir. Hear, O daughter, and see. Turn your ear. Forget your people and your father's house. So shall the king desire your beauty, for he is your lord, and you must worship him. And the city of Tyre is here with gifts. The rich among the people seek your favor. All glorious is the king's daughter as she enters. Her raiment is threaded with spun gold. In embroidered apparel she is borne into the king. Behind her, the virgins of her train are brought to you. They are borne in with gladness and joy. They enter the palace of the king. The place of your fathers, your sons shall have. You shall make them princes through all the land. I will make your name memorable through all generations. Therefore shall nations praise you forever and ever.